Good morning to Jason Cans on a Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the eve of some graduation parties for each of us, respectively. You at your house and us at a park. So.
Yep. It's another swing. It feels like you have one of yours almost every year, but you're at the end of that now. So.
The end of the line, yeah. This is the one time it's back-to-back years. Yeah, so. Yep. But it's interesting because I was at a party last weekend, and I didn't know this was a trend, but apparently somebody, because Michael kind of, he wasn't really thrilled about having one. I'm like, you know, this is like grace and mercy from God. You don't understand. Yeah. And so we kind of settled on it. Somebody said, well, good for you, because they said there's a trend of parents buying out their kids, basically saying, and apparently this is a true story of some parents who found their child settled for $500 and there was no graduation party. The parents just gave them $500.
Huh. Yeah, that's a new one by me. I didn't know that was an option.
Yes.
No, I mean it's great to celebrate our family, right? I mean, I think that's the thing, is we want to be able to do that. And you know, Alex actually requested a small graduation party, and so didn't want like family from out of town to come, that sort of thing, which we honored that.
And, yeah.
But the just buy them out all together, that's a new one.
For me. that was new to me too. So apparently those particular parents felt like maybe they'd had past experience with other kids, felt like they'd spent more than that.
Sure.
So, that's interesting. But, you know, we've got enough challenges, don't we, with relations in this world today? We've got this loneliness epidemic.
Absolutely.
And when we're lonely, we're eating too much because we've got an obesity epidemic. And then, and I think social media, it is the appearance of connection, but it's not real connection.
All of that. Very true. Yeah. I think that has been growing and growing for years, but it took a huge dip after the pandemic and hasn't recovered. So,
right. And hence, there's a book title that just kind of sums it all up. It's called Bowling Alone.
Bowling Alone, yep. That's read it.
That's just, it's a pretty thick book. I've just held it, actually. I took it bowling with me.
And there you go. Yeah. So you had something with you when you were bowling. Yeah. You weren't all by yourself.
But I believe now, after watching some of the debate last night, listening to some of the radio, I think the answer is politics, though, right?
Oh, my goodness. No, I don't think the answer is politics at all. I made it a little bit into the, and then I had to go to bed.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it, so.
But it's a dangerous road to even go down. So it's
okay. Absolutely.
I think one thing, though, in general, it just seems, this has been a weird week. I don't know, my wife was away camping with my daughter and one of them, and your daughter, too.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, has it felt like a weird week to you, even at home?
Yeah.
Has it felt weird?
I mean, for me, it's weird because I am home, you know, and you know, I've been off now for just almost 2 weeks. And so that's all been just odd for me. And I feel like I'm in this kind of holding pattern at the moment of, you know, just kind of existing. And so,
What are you eating now?
Not much. I did have some mashed potatoes yesterday, which was exciting for me. Yesterday or the day before, I ate, Dr. Pitchford allowed me to have eggs, and I could eat half of an egg, and then I was full. So that will grow, but it was a bit shocking to me to eat only half of an egg and feel full with that. So,
yeah, folks, this could be your life, too, if you choose gastric bypass surgery. So there we go.
Indeed.
Yep. All right, we'll close it out with Acts chapter 4, 1 through 4.
It says, while Peter and John were speaking to their people, they were confronted by the priests, the captain of the temple guard, and some of the Sadducees. These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John were teaching people that through Jesus there is resurrection of the dead. They arrested them, and since it was already evening, put them in jail until morning. But many of the people who heard their message believed, so the number of believers now totaled about 5,000 men, not counting women and children.
And from your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle it this way. The religious leaders thought they were done dealing with my son's influence and became angry when they heard that Peter and John were preaching about the resurrection. They arrested them and held them overnight, but the apostles' words had an effect. Thousands believed in my son. Proclaim my son boldly, because I threaten their kingdoms. Not all people will accept me, but my word will always have its intended effects.
Yeah, I like that idea of threatening kingdoms, right? And I think that's a lot with what we see with Jesus. And I think that's true not only for these worldly kingdoms, but some of the things that get built up within the church as well. And, you know, I think Jesus comes to knock down those strongholds, and sometimes in ways we may not even expect.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, friend, and I hope to see you over the weekend sometime.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, there we go. All right, WWIB, I said this Friday, actually this Sunday evening after 5 on Chippewa Valley this week, we'll hear a lot more about the O Freedom Fun Run and Fest. It's going on July 24th, presented by Blue Ox Running at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Ages 12 and under, $15, 13 through adult, $25, and families of 4 or more, a special rate of just $75. And I spoke with Kat Morgan and Joyce Orth from Fierce Freedom yesterday, and Joyce gave us kind of the lowdown on this event from the past to the present.
This event's been going on by Fierce Freedom or Friends of Fierce Freedom for 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
It's been known by other names like the Justice Run or Just Us for Justice might be some of the names that people have heard in the past. But we rebranded last year to O Freedom, and that is EAU Freedom. And it's a fun run and festival. So there's more to it than just coming in and doing a run and then leaving the park. The fun run concept is one where there's a 2-mile in the park loop, and it's kind of fun because you can choose to do as many loops as you want, and you get a popsicle stick for each 2-mile loop and then turn those in, and there'll be a prize this year for the most loops ran or the most miles run or the most popsicle sticks.
Yeah. And Kat Morgan adding on to that here on WWIB with a little bit more information. If I can just, there we go. Kat, here you are.
Most miles run for justice. You know, we're going to show that collective impact. And we would really encourage people to sign up with a team or sign up with a group, because that way your miles are all together going to count. And you may just get the trophy that we have this year for that Most Miles Run for Freedom.
All right. So we've got something, again, a lot more with both of them coming up this Sunday night after 5 here on WWIB on Chippewa Valley this week on the July 24th O Freedom Fun Run and Fest. And Fierce Freedom and the great work they're doing in terms of education and advocacy in fighting human trafficking. We talk about the problem in the past and kind of where they see it now, as they both have been involved with the organization anywhere from 6 to 10 years. But we've got a chance for you to get $50 in passes, two of those $25 entries into the O Freedom Fun Run and Fest. I'll take the first caller at 723-2555 right now. Do we know anything about Kung Fu Kenny and the 100 meters?
It was just the 200 heat. Meters? So he easily won his heat last night, too.
Okay.
So, he's locked in. And honestly, he didn't have the greatest start yesterday. A little bit of a bobble, and still won pretty easily. So, cruising Kenny last night, and then it'll continue.
Thanks for staying on top of that.
Of course.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And this is our last show before the 4th of July. Well, last Friday show before the 4th of July. I don't know what the significance of that is. It just came
Friday
out of my
facts.
Mouth.
Is Friday facts or factoids?
Yeah, there we go. So obscure facts about the Statue of Liberty.
So, for instance, the 7 spikes in the Statue of Liberty's crown represent sun rays, and the circle is a halo, or what in art is called a nimbus, showing, according to legend, that she's divine. Now, some have said the 7 spikes represent the 7 seas and 7 continents of the world, which is false. I didn't know any of that.
Now, this was a gift from France when we turned 100, isn't that right? Statue of Liberty?
I know it came from France, was it?
Yeah, I think so, for 100th birthday. So the statue is, and if I'm wrong, somebody will correct me on the listener line. The statue is fashioned from copper atop an undergirding of steel. The copper in the statue weighs 31 tons. The steel weighs 125 tons, and the concrete foundation is 27,000 tons.
Maybe Statue of Liberty needs to go to Libya. That's pretty heavy. The statue's torch has been closed to the public since the Black Tom explosions in 1916. German agents sabotaged a munitions depot on a nearby island on July 30th, 1916, and shrapnel damaged the statue's torch and skirt. Today, members of the National Park Service must scale a 40-foot ladder to tend to the floodlights in the Statue of Liberty's torch. Wow.
Huh.
I had no idea.
Why don't we close with this one? When the wind blows 50 miles an hour, the statue sways 3 inches and the torch shifts 5 inches.
Interesting. Have you ever been to the Statue of Liberty?
I never have. I've never even been to New York City. I've been to upstate New York, but not the Big Apple.
I remember, what birthday was that? But we went to the Statue of Liberty, and that was when you could still get up to the crown, I believe. And so we went up there, and I remember that view. I also remember taking the ferry, and it was my birthday, and I really wanted this little, Statue of Liberty paperweight, and my dad secretly went back and bought it for me.
Ah.
And,
what a good guy.
Yeah. Cool.
What's about that time on a Friday morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show? WWIB, Caleb and Halva with you on this Friday morning. It's a tradition that we get you caught up on things you might have missed in news, sports, politics, pop culture. We know you like to stay informed, but time always an issue, so we do it in condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, Russia has deployed a new anti-drone robot named after Disney's trash-collecting WALL-E.
This is how the world will take down Russia, a copyright lawsuit from Disney.
Nobody saw it coming.
Research indicates that standing desks may not be as good for your health as previously thought.
Whoa, now that's the kind of news that you want to take sitting down.
Indeed.
Recently, NASA canceled a spacewalk at the space station after a space suit formed a coolant leak.
Yeah, plumbers being sent to the space station on Tuesday sometime between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. You're just going to have to wait around.
They'll get there about 4.
Americans are reading less than 19 minutes a day.
That's because Instagram captions are the new novels.
Right.
A study finds the average person eats 30 pounds of lettuce each year.
30 pounds of lettuce topped with 40 gallons of ranch dressing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, 1 in 10 beaches is ripe with enough bacteria to make you sick.
Which explains why my sunblock now comes with 20% more penicillin.
That's handy.
And finally this morning, a scientist explains that you're perceived to be more powerful and elegant if you're photographed in profile with your right side pointed toward the camera.
Perceived to be more powerful and elegant unless, of course, you're posing for a mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, a headline in the Swenson family this morning is that it is my younger sister Lydia's birthday, and so I want to give her a birthday shout-out. Hopefully she's getting some well-deserved rest after a long year of college. She's heading into her senior year at UW-Eau Claire, but you know, what I appreciate about Lydia is Lydia's someone who kind of stays out of the spotlight, but she is so incredibly gifted. Just one of the best writers I know. I mean, everything from one-liners and memes to short stories and plays, a playwright as well. Lydia is ridiculously talented and one of the few people I know who is truly, truly witty. And so I want to say a very happy birthday to Lydia.
1, 2, 3, 4. Happy birthday.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning, WWIB. We are family. 18 past 8, 61 degrees, and we're getting one final strawberry update from our friend Farmer John from Govind's Farm of Menominee. Farmer John, welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show. Always good to chat with you.
Well, good morning.
So again, you've dealt with more than your fair share of weather here and there, but it sounds like folks did get out to pick strawberries as we were urging them to the last few days with the weather so beautiful.
We did have a nice turnout the last couple of days. The patch, you know, the patch right now is picked clean. And there may be a day that we open up next week for pick your own. And there may be one day, depending on how things look, that we'll have some pre-picked sales too.
And the best way for folks probably to stay in touch with that is your website, govinsfarm.com. And also, you're very faithful about updating on the Govind's Farm Facebook page as well, too. So folks are saying, oh, man, I didn't listen to WWIB. I missed the opportunity. There could still be an opportunity. But if they stay tuned to your website and social media, then they'll be apprised of those details, correct?
Yep. Julie does a great job of keeping everything updated. You know, as long as it's raining today, and even if we could, we wouldn't pick tomorrow. But I'd like everybody to go out to the Dunn County Dairy Breakfast tomorrow at the Gilbertson Farm.
Yeah, and supporting another great family farm. What time does that start? Usually 6 or 7 in the morning, right?
6 or 7 in the morning, and they're calling it a brunch. I think they're going to serve until 1 o'clock.
Okay.
You know what? They're milking their cows with robots.
Really?
Really.
Huh. Man, that times have changed, haven't they?
They have changed so much. But, you know, when I look at modern agriculture, it just, you know, I've been on the planet for 60 years and been around agriculture my entire life. And when I look at what we're capable of now versus what I was what we were capable of as kids, man, agriculture in America is a great, great thing.
It really is. And again, that's one of the things we always talk about, whether it be strawberry picking season here or farm baby season earlier in the spring or going into the fall fun that you have at Govan's as well, too. You are a real operating Wisconsin farm. You're not a petting zoo, as you've been. You know, again, you are a real farm
right.
that invites the public
right.
in at various times per year. And it's not only supporting you as a Wisconsin farm as a local business, but also it's just such a great opportunity for us all, young and old, to become acquainted or reacquainted with how vital agriculture is in our state and in our country.
Trying to educate the public and helping people understand is my favorite part of my job.
And I know as well, too, during strawberry season, as folks come out this year, you've probably seen a lot of smiling faces, I'm sure, as well, too. We talked yesterday about that picture that you posted on your Facebook page from a few years back of a little guy who was just kind of drenched in strawberry juice from face to onesie. And I'm sure you've, again, had some great moments that you've witnessed as well, too, of folks just really enjoying the great strawberry picking season that we've had.
Well, one of the things that we do here at the farm is we invite field trips in for strawberry picking. And we have, you know, this is hard to believe, but we have daycare groups that drive all the way from Woodbury, Minnesota to come out and pick some strawberries and experience the farm.
Love that.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Well, Farmer John, go ahead.
Well, and yesterday, I always talk about the kids at the berry patch. And yesterday at a point when I pulled up to the end of the field in the afternoon session, there were 19 adults picking, and there were 12 children along with them.
Mm.
And what a way to create memories.
It really is. And as I've mentioned, I'm 37 years old, so we're going back decades now when we're talking about Caleb picking strawberries with his mom as a kid. But I remember those kind of wicker baskets and up in Rice Lake picking the strawberries there, too. And so, again, we just hope that lots of families made those memories as well, too, and then enjoyed the fruit of their labor, too, whether it's eating the strawberries out of hand, having a little cream, some parfait, as we enjoyed with the graham cracker crumbles with our Govan strawberries last night, or that strawberry pie as well, too, strawberry freezer jam is something I enjoyed growing up. Strawberry shortcake, of course. It's just a great time of year. And Farmer John, thank you for all you do to, again, invite the public in, not only for delicious strawberries, but to witness a real operating Wisconsin farm.
Well, thank you for your support. Check back one day next week, maybe pre-picked, and maybe pick your own.
Again, there could be that final opportunity, friends. So Govan's Farm on Facebook. Make sure you hit like and follow there so you can get all the updates. Govan's Farm on Facebook and govansfarm.com. Farmer John, thank you so much for joining us once again here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you for helping us out.
There he goes. Farmer John, again, Govan's Farm on Facebook, govansfarm.com. Maybe one more opportunity left to pick. I know kind of rained out today, so make sure you stay up to date on their website and social media. And Havo, I forgot to mention, it's a doubly good day for our friend Keith from Owen, because he had a precious bundle of joy, a grandbaby added to the family.
Yeah, little Layla, the daughter of Adam and Grace Westaby. So big day for Keith and the whole Westaby family.
Well, now it's your weekly labor of love, Halva.
A lot of things go into this best of the week. Give it a listen.
We just thought, hey, let's talk about how difficult it actually can be to speak the English language.
And I think we're both ahead of this. We're both saying, thank you, Lord, that we were born into this language, because
this would not be an
it
easy
is really hard
to learn.
We're so grateful to everybody who got behind us with our one-day challenge for our We've Got Your Back campaign for veterans, right?
Yes, thank you so much. And again, we are still waiting for some gifts that were pledged to come in. So as long as those come in, we should hit our goal of $5,000 to split evenly between those two organizations led by WIB listeners, Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales.
Happy 47th wedding anniversary to Dave and Lori Stasek. Wow, huh?
Yes, thank you so much for your wonderful godly example in your marriage, your parenting, and working here at WWIB so faithfully for decades as well, too. Dave, a great brother in the Lord, and so congratulations to you and Lori, 47 years.
The bandage was wound around the wound. I joked with you when I called that as soon as my wife, your daughter, my daughter, and a friend get back, maybe then is it our turn to go camping?
Yeah, I like to camp in hotels. There was that movie, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and they had a scouting camp trip, and the dad and the son are out, and they're, like, just hating it. So they just decide to rent a hotel room, and that's me these days. And I'm like, I don't need to sleep outside.
The farm was used to produce produce.
We got a lot going on today.
Yeah, my six-year-old usually is the first one up in the morning, and so Nora greeted me enthusiastically with a hug this morning, and she said, "Daddy, it's Culver's Day."
Mm. The dump was so full that it had to refuse more refuse.
And I'm just going to say, don't go down the hamster gerbil road anymore. That's the wrong
direction. I don't know where else we could go, but it's not a snake, a chicken, a guinea pig, a parakeet, a gerbil, a hamster.
A pet. We're just telling you it's a pet. We're running out of time.
It's not a dog or a cat.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
Taryn, what do you think?
I think it's a goldfish.
You think it's a goldfish, and if you take off the gold part of that, what's the latter part of that, Taryn?
A fish.
Is it a fish? So is the average yearly cost to own a fish $75? Halvo?
Yes! Taryn, you're going to One Fest!
Taryn, you're going to One Fest!
Way to go! You're a winner!
You're a winner!
We must polish the Polish furniture. The deal was, if we could hit $600 matched in those 2 hours between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., then I would get a pie in the face at the end of the event. And so we did reach that goal. In fact, with your wonderful generosity, I'm not even sure what came in online, and folks could still certainly give to Hope Village at hopevillagechippewafalls.org, but well over $1,600 raised in those 2 hours. So thank you so much for your generosity. And that meant I got a pie in the face at the end of the event. There's a Facebook Live at WWIB Radio on Facebook if you would like to actually see that moment when I got the pie in the face. But Sam Aberle, our mid-morning and Saturday announcer, he had some of his younger siblings there. And so it was Tommy, I believe, his younger brother, who did the honors. And I didn't want to skimp, put it almost an entire aerosol container of birthday cake whipped cream in a tin pan. And Tommy got all of that. All of it. He did not waste a bit.
Yeah.
And I have to say, whipped cream in the hair has kind of a sickly, cloying smell when you don't have a chance to take a shower the rest of the day. And as much as I enjoy whipped cream, I don't really want to see it or smell it for a while. And it took me back to my days in the early 2000s when I used LA Lux gel all the time because I thought that looked cool. That's how my hair looked the rest of the day, all spiky. So
you took one for the team, for sure. And you took one for the Hope Village team.
You know, it was a lot of fun. The soldier decided to desert his dessert in the desert.
I don't know. You got your dessert in the face.
I did. And you know what? I went right back with those Govan strawberries we had last night. I did have them with whipped cream and some graham cracker crumbles as well, too. So nice. I guess, my saying, hey, I'm not going to go to whipped cream for any time soon, that didn't last long.
It's so good. It's hard to stay away.
It really is.